Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
WrestleMania is over, but Off the Mark is still your source for all things wrestling. I am your host, Andrew. I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron. Let's kick things off by discussing some recent news. Evan Bourne may never wrestle again. And why is that, Aaron?
Yeah, they're saying that he has some issues with his foot. And obviously for a performer like Evan Bourne, who that is what he relies on, he may never be able to wrestle again because of that.
Did you see the picture?
I did not, no.
It was disgusting. He actually tweeted out a photo with pins in his feet. It looked all nasty. It looked, actually, I think a lot worse than when Shane Helms had his accident, of course. But it was really disturbing, actually. So, anyways, let's get right into something kind of big. But, Martha Hart decided to sue the WWE again. And it was for a weird reasoning. It's because they were, quote-unquote, still using his Owens likeness. And realistically, it was just a political stunt. That's it. That's the only reason why I was out there. But it was thrown out really early. So the WWE is not going to have to waste their time on this stupid lawsuit. So anyway, something kind of major happened. My drug dealer all of a sudden got arrested. So Maven Huffman, or as everyone knows him now as Maven, the drug dealer, was doctor shopping. And he got arrested. Down in Orlando, Florida, you know, because I go down there for my stuff. So, yeah, believe it or not, yeah. So he got arrested for shopping doctors because he wanted to get multiple prescriptions for a bunch of drugs and can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you
It's unfortunate that, but this is something that happens, and prescription drug abuse, it's something that is kind of prevalent in the wrestling world. I know that RVD, for example, there was a friend of mine who was in the wrestling business told me something that he would do, him and Sabu, is that they would get prescription like painkillers, for example, and then they would just hold on to the bottle, and then they would keep getting those prescription painkillers, and they would say, like, you know, refill zero. And but they would have like 60 in there, you know, even though they're only supposed to have like 20 or something like that. So if they ever got pulled over, they had prescription drugs. It's okay.
Yep. And that's one way to beat it, of course. So big rumor right now. Supposedly, WrestleMania might have had 1.9 million buys. That is a ton of buys. I don't know. I mean, do you think this is legit? Or, I mean, because the guy who leaked it out works at ESPN. And he said his source is super reliable and he trusts him. Do you believe this at all, or is this just another stunt right now?
You know, I'm not sure. Here's the thing. Last year's WrestleMania had almost 1.1 billion. Or billion. Yeah, the entire planet bought it. 1.1 million buys, okay? 1.1. That was the second highest, if I'm correct, that they've ever had. So to go to 1.9 billion – or why do I keep saying billion? 1.9 million buys. I'm doing million and buys. I'm combining them. to go to that is quite a feat. You know, I had said on Off the Mark that I believe that Rock is going to add an extra 200,000 buys. And I re-listened to that show, and I was sitting there thinking, you know what? Maybe I was overstepping my bounds a little. You know, that's almost too much. I actually think now that might be a little too little. Like, he might have added an extra 500,000 buys, possibly.
I don't know if it was more, if it was someone else and him. It was you had the Undertaker storyline that they threw in there that no one cared about, really. But then you had The Rock coming back. I don't know if it really added that much, but we'll see. I mean, we'll find out more than, you know, probably. I think it's within a month. We'll find out exactly how many buys there were, but that's a lot. So
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see. So, supposedly, the WrestleMania 29 matches have been leaked.
Yeah. Here are the rumored matches. So, The Rock taking on Brock Lesnar. Which,
what for the title though?
For the title is what they're speculating, but you know, like, let's just leave the title out of it. Let's just say Rock and Brock. This is a match we've seen before. It was at SummerSlam, if I'm correct, SummerSlam 2002, I want to say. We had Steve Austin and CM Punk is another match that's being rumored, which is perfect since Austin obviously drinks, Punk is straight edge. It'd be a very interesting dynamic because Punk would probably have to play the heel. I don't know why they'd want to turn him heel, but whatever. And then the other one is Undertaker Cena, which I believe is a much stronger matchup because this is a match that I truly believe that Cena could win. And this is speculation, but I would say this much. Cena's going to be with the WWE for at least another 10 years. So to be able to say that you beat The Undertaker for 10 years, that's quite a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, because he's 30. Cena's 35, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he will be 35 here shortly. I don't know if he has 10 years in him. I think he has 5, and I think he's done. I don't know if The Undertaker would want to do that, though. I mean,
but the point is that, like, it's something that I could see happening. Triple H, the second time around, I didn't think he was going to do it. The third time, it was more like, well, they might do it because, you know, he has a big ego.
Right.
But almost everyone else, it was like, no, I don't believe that. John Cena, though, I could see that. I'm not saying it'll happen. But I'm just saying I could see it. But before we get into that, because that's something, if it does happen, we'll obviously talk about.
Right.
Very much in depth, you know, and
yeah, because we could talk about this for an hour.
But my question is, do those matches, see, like hearing those matches, is that something that you look at and you're like, all right, WrestleMania 29, you know?
You know, I think I could, but I would almost see if like Cody Rhodes or someone like that, someone really young, not Randy Orton, because he's I think 31.
Well,
now.
He already wrestled him though, too.
Right, but I would almost want someone super young to wrestle him.
Well, what do you think of those matches, though?
The matches themselves, I mean, they would get, like, you know, Stone Cold would be the biggest one. That would bring the buys. The Rock coming back and knowing that Brock Lesnar is going to be his last match in the WWE, that could add something to it as well. You know, I don't know. Taker, Cena, I could see Cena winning, but I also don't think.
But those three matches, though, do you think that would get as many buys as WrestleMania 28?
Yeah, at least. If not more because of Stone Cold. I mean, it could potentially get a lot more. And yeah, and then they're going to up the price of the pay-per-view probably.
Yeah.
Which will that'd be cool.
Let's move on to Raw. So Johnny Ace, as we found out at WrestleMania, he is the new GM of the WWE Universe. So they start off the show with Johnny Ace, you know, basically saying, you know, his piece to the locker room. What did you think of this segment?
I thought it was pretty interesting. I thought the whole CM Punk thing, having Russell Mark Henry, I was impressed with. I don't know. I just was impressed by the whole thing. Like how he, I mean, how it's going to happen now. And you can tell some people were very upset. And I don't know. It's just one of those things, dude. I think it's a good idea, but I thought it was kind of blah. I mean, even though Raw, I mean, overall was decent. I just like this segment was like, yeah. And of course, Otunga was over, of course.
Well, let's move on to something that I know that you are super excited about, which is the return of A-Train.
A-Train, Prince Albert, makes his return. And that's it.
Yeah, and I think he's going by the name, Lord Tajiri, right?
Lord Tajiri?
Is that his name?
I don't
Lord
know.
Lord Tajiri?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's Tajiri.
Tajiri?
It's actually,
we'll call him that. Everyone knows him as Prince Albert or A-Train, depending on
who. Which he got chance for, by the way, of A-Train during his match.
Excellent. Is it a squash match with A-Rai? And I will say, when I was watching it, it looked like A-Rai like broke something in his pectoral area. But it turns out, I guess that's just how he is. But yeah, just match. And that was it.
You know, and that's the thing that sucks too is that this was a super squash match. This wasn't a, you know, I had 90% of the offense and you had 10%. This was I literally, legitimately had 100% of the offense. So I don't think that this was the smart thing to do because you have too many wrestlers now just come out and they win these squash matches. A-Train is a good example of this. Another good example is Brodus Clay, you know, and it's like, why even bother doing that? I don't know.
Did someone call his mama?
But a good match that happened was Mark Henry, who beat CM Punk by countout. So what did you think of this match?
You know, I liked it. I didn't like the fact, I mean, like, actually, surprisingly, Mark Henry, you got to give him credit. I mean, he's He's actually been doing better in the ring. I'll give him that when he's not wrestling people that, you know, he shouldn't be. Actually looked decent in the ring. Got to give him for that. The match itself, I don't know, dude. Or I shouldn't say the match itself. I meant Jericho when he attacked CM Punk. I didn't like that. Like, he got the whiskey bottle.
What about didn't you like? Didn't you like the fact that he slipped and fell when he tried to kick him?
Well, that was the funny part.
Did you not like the fact that when he threw the second bottle, it broke in his hand? Is that what you didn't like?
I guess to me it was more about the simple fact that he's straight edge. That's how he is. It's almost like if you force Daniel Bryan to eat meat. You know what I mean? Or have Daniel Bryan eat a cheeseburger.
Just gave them a storyline, Andy. What are you doing?
Well, that's what's going to happen now.
You know what's going to happen, right? It's that Sheamus is going to come out with steak and try and feed it to him.
No. He's going to say, loser has to eat the steak. And Daniel Bryan will have to sit in the ring and eat the steak. That's what's going to happen. Great storyline, by the way. I'm pretty sure no one's pitched it except for me. But since they listen to it, they're going to steal it. So, yeah. Zack Ryder, main events Raw.
Singles radio. Match.
Yes. And who did he face, Aaron?
He faced the Phenomenal Miz, by the way.
The Phenomenal Miz. And what happened in this match?
Well, you know, it wasn't too bad because it wasn't a squash match. You know, yeah. Ryder got in, a lot of his signature moves. But eventually, he sort of came to Miz's skull-crushing finale.
Yep.
But after this, of course, we had John Cena come out. You know, he gives his speech. During his speech, a few things happened. First of all, people were chanting yes.
Yep.
And then Cena says yes, 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 yes. Daniel Bryan, you owe me one. And then they start chanting Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
So
yes.
So obviously there's something going on there, which we'll talk about in just a little bit.
Right.
But the crowd started chanting, "We want Lesnar."
Yep. Because everyone
and
knew.
Cena had to ignore these. He had to ignore them.
It'd been funnier if he made fun of Lesnar. Like, oh, he won't come back. He has a dumb tattoo that goes into his neck saying that he'll never come back because of that.
He could have said something like, you know, why do you want a washed up MMA fighter?
Oh, now that would have been awesome.
Because you say something like that, first of all, you silence the crowd. Mm-hmm. They don't say it again. And then when Lesnar actually comes out, you could have Cena be like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because Lesnar returns. He comes out and the crowd erupted. I mean, he got such a pop. I would put it on par with CM Punk's pop in Chicago.
Okay.
For Money in the Bank.
All right. I'll give you that. No, I won't.
It was a huge pop. And I mean, he F5 Cena, you know, which mm-hmm. was a big deal. My question to you is, are they going to be feuding or was Lesnar just making a statement?
I think they're going to end up feuding. I think it'll end up being Lesnar versus Cena at Extreme Rules. And then that it'll end there. I think that'll be it. Then Lesnar will do something else. And in fact, I think Lesnar's going to come back and then leave and then come back again. If that makes sense. Where like he'll work until like June and then July, or I'm sorry, work till SummerSlam, take like 3 months off, and then come back at Royal Rumble. That's what I think he's going to end up doing. Because he's only, I think, signed for like 70-some dates. Give him some time
Actually,
off.
Actually, it's less.
Is it less than that? Oh, jeez.
What we've seen online is that's 35 dates. 35 dates. That means he's working zero house shows, okay?
Well, yeah.
He's not working any house shows. And any touring he's doing with them, my guess is that he's probably not going to be on Raw next week. There's no reason to have him there. And then the following week, they're over in the UK. He's not going to be on there. So he'd be on then the next week.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't think that they're going to have a match at Extreme Rules. I think they're going to put it off until the next pay-per-view like they did with Cena Kane because they had that feud.
Yeah.
It started in December, but they didn't have a match at TLC. They waited till the next pay-per-view.
That is true. Well, you never know what they're going to do. I mean, really, the nice part is that actually left Raw with a cliffhanger because you don't know what's going to happen. And they haven't announced it, and you can speculate all you want, but you just don't know what's going to happen. That's actually kind of the cool part about it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, let's move on to SmackDown. So, Skip Sheffield makes his return as Ryback.
Interesting.
Yep.
Very interesting. He wins in a squash match. Andy, I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Where were these people possibly a month ago? Why are you? Why do you have to have Lesnar and A-Train and Alberto Del Rio all return in the span of, what, 2 days? You know, and then you add Skip Sheffield in there as well. Like, what's the point in this? Because they're taking the focus off of these people. When you have Lesnar return, the focus will be solely on him. If you have A-Train then return, the focus will be solely on him. What's the point?
I don't know, because I can see now that they bring all those guys back, you have some guys take some time off as well. I think that'd be great. Here's what they're not going to do, is give certain guys time off for a while. John Cena actually should have came out, I think, on Raw. I think he should have just not been there, come with the following Raw, and then have Lesnar return at that time. But they didn't. But that's just me. I'm weird about stuff like that, and I thought it was just too soon. But
well, I believe it's taken the focus off of other wrestlers, too, because you figure having A-Train on TV, that's taking away from a match that could have happened with a lower-tier wrestler or starting a storyline with a lower-tier wrestler. Same thing with this, with, like, Skip Sheffield. Now, having him on SmackDown is a little different because, obviously, if you really think about the brand split, then it is different. But A-Train shouldn't have returned. He should have waited for another week or maybe two more weeks or something like that. So I really feel like they are doing themselves a disservice by having four people return in the span of 2 days.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's right. They should have not done it the way they did. They almost should have had A-Train return like the week prior and then have him do a squash match as like a dark match for WrestleMania. That's what I think they could have done. And then you could have, hey, this guy, did you see this dark match? And they talk about it. Or did you go on WWE.com and watch this match that was only available here? I think that's what they should have done. But, you know, they're going to do what they want to do.
Well, let's move on to the main event, Andy, where Alberto Del Rio beat Sheamus.
Yes. But it was by disqualification.
Yeah.
That was the kicker. So technically, Del Rio does have a win over Sheamus now.
He has a win over the World Heavyweight Champion, Andy.
Yes, the World Heavyweight Champion. Who beat Dan O'Brien in, yes, 18 seconds.
Yes, Andy, it was 18 seconds. That is correct.
Or C, it was, right?
Yes, C, it was.
Unbelievable.
So the thing here that I don't understand, though, the reason why we even bring this up is that Alberto Del Rio is a Raw competitor, Andy, yet they're having him wrestle on SmackDown. Well, so my question to you is, where's this brand split?
I don't know.
I've never heard of it before.
How come Raw is always a super show and SmackDown isn't?
How come SmackDown now is turning into a super show? You know what they really should call it? They should be like, look, here's the thing. There's no brand split anymore. We need to get rid of these two crappy titles that we have and go back down to having just the WWE World Heavyweight Championship and then the Intercontinental Championship. But they're not going to do that.
No, they won't. That's the not the smart thing to do, but we'll see what happens.
Before I lose my temper, Andy, let's thank our sponsor.
HostGator, are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code off the mark, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Impact Wrestling. Hogan makes Kurt Angle face Jeff Hardy right away at the beginning of Impact. And then Angle decides that he doesn't want to wrestle him anymore and leaves. So Hogan backstage says, hey, guess what? This match is happening at Lockdown on the 15th. Eat it. And Angle is ticked and starts yelling at him. So what do you think this was good? They had the match. Angle walks out. Do you think this is a smart thing to do?
I think teasing the match is a smart thing to do. And here's why. Because if you're going to – they obviously wrestle at the last pay-per-view. And then they're going to wrestle on free TV, yet you're planning on having them wrestle again at the next pay-per-view. What's the point of me buying the pay-per-view? I have no need to because I've seen them wrestle here. I'll just, you know what? I'll just get the results. I'll wait till next Thursday and get the results, you know, after the pay-per-view. So I think that this was smart to do, you know, have them get in the ring, you know, have it be like, oh, they're going to wrestle. I can't wait to see this. And then take it away from us. You know, they did WWE did something like this last year with Morrison and Truth, when we thought that Truth and Morrison were going to have that match on free TV, and then they pulled it away from us. And we're like, whoa, yeah, that was smart. Yeah, and then they end up giving it away on free TV anyway. But yeah, that's beside the point. That's beside the point. That was them doing dumb things. This, on the other hand, though, this is smart. This is going to make the fans wonder. And so kudos to TNA for doing something right.
Yeah, speaking of some dumb things, so a bachelor party. What's the dumbest thing you do at a bachelor party?
Doing any fantasy draft.
You do a fantasy draft for your bachelor party with non-alcoholic beverages. Who does this? EY does. That's right. So that's what his bachelor party ends up being. And his one stripper, the girl he's marrying. This segment I thought was hilarious. I thought that EY pulled it off perfectly. And I just thought it was funny when I saw them. They had the wine, the alcohol, and three laptops. I just thought it was hilarious. This being because someone wants to do that for theirs.
You know what? The thing about it is this. Normally, I hate these marriage segments. I hate these bachelor party segments because it's like, oh, you're taking away from the wrestling. You're taking away from the storytelling. The thing is, there's something about EY that I just really like, that I just find hilarious, that I think is just perfect about him.
Yeah.
And so there's something about this that I hate. You know, contradicting myself. I really do. But this stuff was funny. This stuff actually made me laugh. This was something that I tuned in for. So kudos to TNA for doing something else right. That's two in a row, Andy. That's two in a row. Can we make it three?
Maybe we can. We had Motor City Machine Guns. They face Mexican America. And it was a really good match. I was surprised. They came back, cut a little promo afterwards. Good match. I was happy with it. Surprisingly, it was on free TV, but, you know, hey, we'll take it.
Well, and they've been gone. They have been gone for a year, over a year, in mm-hmm. fact, because one of them got injured, and then he finally got back, and then the other one gets injured, and then he comes back. So, you know, it's been over a year, but Motor City Machine Guns are back. The nice thing about this is the fact that we're going to see some really good tag team wrestling again. And so I am incredibly excited and incredibly happy to watch this stuff because mm-hmm. Motor City Machine Guns to me is the best tag team I have seen in the past 10 years. Probably I would say, yeah, probably 10 years.
The other thing also I forgot to point out is that they called out Joe and I forgot who the tag champs are. Samoa Joe and who else?
Magnus.
That's what I thought it was. Anyway, so yeah, so Joe and Magnus, they called them out after the match. So let's see if that match actually happens.
Three for three, Andy. Yep. Three for three. Good things. And the final.
We had Mr. Anderson face Bobby Roode, of course. Robert mm-hmm. Roode, depending on who you talk to. Actually, a decent match until the finish. Of course, Roode wins by cheating. And then Hogan comes out and reverses the decision, so Mr. Anderson wins. Mm-hmm. Smart move, or what do you think on this one?
I think it was actually kind of dumb to do, and the reason I think that is because let Roode get the heat, and yeah, instead of having Anderson, you know, get the win over him by DQ, let him get the loss by cheating. And after he gets that loss, then he has the opportunity to challenge him after lockdown. If Roode retains, mm-hmm. Anderson can say, whoa, 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 2 weeks ago I took you on and you cheated me out of the title. You cheated me out of the title. I should have won. I want my title match. And then, you know, you could tease a title match for that night, you know, and then mm-hmm. push it off to the pay-per-view. And yeah, we've already seen it, you know, and so you can talk about how, well, why would I want to pay to see this? But here's the thing. Anderson and Roode, they have some good chemistry. And I think that this might have been a test to find out how good of chemistry. But if Roode retains at lockdown, this would be a key match to have going into the summer.
Oh, yeah, big one. And the thing is, I think that's why it was set up, because it actually helped Hogan out and made him more of a face, and it made Roode more of a heel, I think, by Hogan coming out and reversing it. I thought it was a great move, actually, by them. When it's all said and done, the match was good, how it ended was good, and I think that this is going to put the wrestlers, you know, both of them, you know, to a next tier where at the next few pay-per-views, you're going to see this match. And I think it's going to be a great match. And that's, of course, providing that Roode. See, this one also, Roode can lose and still be able to feud with Anderson. Because it wasn't about the title. So I'm calling it here. Robert Roode's going to lose a lockdown. Or, yeah, lockdown. He's going to lose a lockdown.
Interesting. Yep. Interesting.
So, Aaron, let's talk about our weekly topic. Yes! Being over.
Yes, Andy. I believe that we really should talk about being over because, you know, the thing is this. When you have somebody who is just so over and you just want to yell yes, mm-hmm. and you want to just – you know, just be so happy and just really yell yes and let everyone know how over you think this guy is, you know, maybe they should probably, you know, take notice and do something about that. What do you think?
Well, right before the match started, they're yelling yes, yes, the entire time. Then when, you know, that happened, a bro kick happens and you lose the title. Mm-hmm. And then you hear the fans say something that we're not going to say on the podcast. But if you listen to it, they are not happy about the fact that their guy, Daniel Bryan, was over and is still over, but Sheamus, realistically, he got a lot of heat, I think, from that crowd in Miami.
Well, yeah, especially on Raw, they booed him.
Yeah,
they
boo him, cheer Daniel Bryan. You know, it's just one of those things, dude. Like, this was a mistake, and I think the WWE is going to start kicking themselves in the butt now because Daniel Bryan's new shirt, yes, will premiere, of course, next week, hopefully. If they're smart, that's what would happen, and there's so many designs they could use. That's the smart thing. So here's what they're probably not going to do, is do that. But remember, if you remember, the what was a big thing, but now people are changing. Instead of saying what, they're saying yes over and over again, or see when Del Rio comes out.
Which, I got to tell you this much, that crowd on Raw was amazing. So much better than the crowd at WrestleMania. That WrestleMania crowd sucked, all right? Let's be honest. But that Raw crowd was great. It really was. They marked out like no other. And I think that's something that WWE should take notice, because if you have Daniel Bryan, who's trying to play a heel, and he's still getting chance, he's telling AJ to shut up, which normally people would be booing him, and they're cheering for him, and they're saying, yes, 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 you know? Maybe you should take notice about this. When Daniel Bryan was getting his name chanted at the Fatal 4-Way pay-per-view 2 years ago, mm-hmm. he was getting his name chanted, and they were like, well, maybe we should bring him back, and they did at SummerSlam. Maybe they should take notice about this, and they should turn him face. That's what I believe that they should do.
But you'd have to turn Sheamus heel, though.
And you know what?
It could be done real fast.
Oh, I know the perfect way to do it, Andy, because I thought about this.
Okay.
Very quick and easy to do.
All right,
book your own segment time, by the way. Here's what you do. You have Daniel Bryan come out, demand a rematch, right? He says, I want another shot at this. That is my title. I'm in. Want my rematch clause. You have them get into some sort of scuffle, and then Sheamus just – like Daniel Bryan slaps him in the face. Sheamus goes off, and he bro kicks AJ. AJ could take it too, okay? She could take it. We know she could. He bro kicks AJ, and then you have Daniel Bryan just lose his stuff, and he just goes off on Sheamus. And then, you know, after he gets him in the corner, chops him, you know, then he goes around and he goes, yeah, the crowd is going to cheer him, and they are going to boo Sheamus.
Better yet, Daniel Bryan goes out and gets a chair. Chair shot. Yes. Another chair shot. Yes. Another chair shot. Yes. That's what's going to happen, dude.
It'd be very easy to turn him face. It really would be, you know, or if you want to move him away from Sheamus, you want him to feud with somebody else, maybe a Cody Rhodes, you know, that actually would be a good feud. Have him feud with Cody Rhodes and have him be the face. I really think that they're doing themselves a disservice right now by leaving him heel, because people are just going to cheer him. And so people, if you are watching this on Raw, people will be confused, because on SmackDown, they can edit it. So that's fine. But on Raw, they can't.
And the thing is, I think they're going to have to put him back to face. And over, you know, he's over. That's all that matters. And I think when, you know, like CM Punk, when he got over again, you had to let him run with it. And the thing is, with this, you got to run with it. If they put out yes shirts, they might as well just whatever they usually have, quadruple the stock, because I want a yes shirt now. That's the thing. You see, if they put a yes shirt out next week, if they have to do it next week, that's going to be the number one seller. Daniel Bryan's going to get a huge royalty check because of it. It's going to be higher even
yes,
than
he will, Andy.
He'll be higher than Medusa's royalty checks that she showed off. So they need to run with it.
And I just want to point out something that I mentioned, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. We had posed the question, are some people just too good to be heels? and we were talking about Austin Aries, you know, because let's face it, he was getting cheers because people liked him, and he was then would try to get the crowd to hate him, and they might boo him a little, but then they were cheering him, you know. And they're like, oh, we forgot about the fact that you said you wouldn't wrestle unless we boot. All right, you know, we're gonna keep going with this. And I think with Daniel Bryan, it's the same way. Like, he can talk about, like, I'm a vegan, you know, like, I'm better than all of you. And they'll be like, yeah, you are. You
know? Yes.
See. So I really feel that this is one of those instances where they should, if they're smart, they're going to take a look at it and say, you know what, maybe not even turn him face, but leave him as a tweener where he can do good but do bad. You know, have him be able to feud with anybody. That would be the smart thing to do. I just really hope that they don't screw this up. So I'm going to be waiting with bated breath for the next couple of weeks to see what they do with him.
Yes, and I'm excited about it. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.